The makers of Breyer's Ice Cream now bring you the official weather report for New York City and vicinity. The temperature now, 81 degrees. This afternoon, considerable cloudiness. Tonight, scattered showers. Top off a pleasant Sunday with a real treat, Breyer's Fresh Peach Ice Cream. It's a glorious blend of fresh peaches and rich cream. WOR New York, 1 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova urges, hold war bonds.
What's holding up the peace bandwagon? Well, that's a subject that's certainly predominant in the minds of all of us right now. We don't hope to be able to answer that question, but Mutual is presenting a roundtable discussion on that subject, hoping to throw some light on that very important question. Right now, we're going to switch around to our points of pickup to introduce the gentleman who will participate in the discussion. First, will you come in London and identify yourself?
Arthur Mann in London. Hello, Mutual in New York.
Thank you, Arthur. And Washington?
This is Bill Hellman speaking.
And Charles Hodges.
And here in New York with me are...
Leo Chern and Royal Arch Gunnison.
So our panel consists of William Hillman of Collier's Magazine and Charles Hodges, foreign news analyst speaking from Washington. From London, Arthur Mann, Mutual's London reporter. From New York City, Royal Arch Gunnison, Far Eastern expert, and Leo Chern, well-known economist, executive secretary of the Research Institute of America, and as your moderator, Tom Slater. So here's the subject, and men, get at it. What's holding up the peace bandwagon?
Well, this is Bill Hillman from Washington. I'd like to read a dispatch which has just come in from Bern, Switzerland, saying the Swiss and American sources said today that no Japanese reply to the Allied note of Saturday has reached Bern, Switzerland. Switzerland, as a neutral intermediary, would transmit the Japanese reply to Washington. Japanese legation attachés were noncommittal and said the Japanese minister was too busy to answer inquiries. And just one more note. The president is at the present moment lunching at the White House, while Secretary of State Burns has gone to luncheon, saying that he expected to return during the afternoon. In the meantime, officials are standing by, waiting for news. And here's just one more short dispatch. The Melbourne Radio from Australia says that the latest advice to the Australian Commonwealth government says Japan's reply to the Allied note of surrender is expected within the next 17 to 24 hours. But, of course, that's not official. That's just the opinion of the Melbourne Radio.
Leo Chern, what do you think's holding it up?
Well, I think one thing's holding up the Japanese surrender at this moment, and it is the language of our offer of surrender yesterday. I think the language of our offer of surrender does not meet with the Japanese proposal in that it does not give the Japanese emperor, as they called it, the prerogatives of sovereignty. The prerogatives of sovereignty under our offer made yesterday are very clearly under the supreme Allied commander, the commander we believe at this moment to be General MacArthur.
Well, I've got some strong feelings on this subject, Mr. Chern.
Go ahead, Arthur Mann.
And Arthur Mann in London, I've got a feeling that it's all over and that the Big Four are holding it up, trying to decide how soon they're going to tell us. I mean, they're having a discussion about a common release date among the four capitals, and with the time differences, they're having a little trouble ironing it out.
Well Arthur, this is Gunnison. Have you heard anything that we haven't heard following Hillman's statement that Bern had not transmitted the official reply?
Well, I can't tell you everything that I think I know, but...
You'll help a waiting world if you can.
I got a very strong suspicion that the men at the fighting fronts already know that the Japs have quit. That's all I can say.
Well, Arthur Mann, this is Chern again in New York. I want to say that we certainly hope your feeling, which is an informed feeling, is right. And I want to tell you, for the New York group here, a poll was taken this morning. And I think you'll be interested in knowing that the times of the surrendered guess, that's our guesses, run anywhere from 1 o'clock, it's a little past 1 now, all the way to 2:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. But the group of analysts sitting here are all quite agree that it's going to come within the next 10 to 24 hours.
Well, my bet was for 11, so I lost mine.
Well, mine's tomorrow morning at 8:30.
This is Hodges, Washington.
Yes, yes, Charles.
I'm sorry that I didn't get in on that pool, but I don't think that we're going to have any great delay. If it is a great delay, it falls under the heading that the Japanese are so sorry they don't understand exactly what we mean about the emperor. That seems to me to be the most logical explanation. I don't like to disagree with a man in London, but I do believe that there must be some very real diplomatic issue here at stake.
Well, Charles, if I may break in for just a very light moment, I want to say if you authorize me as your agent and give me the time of your guests, I'll enter you in that pool you weren't here for this morning.
I'll teletype it up.
All right,
Charles. Here's an interesting thing. The chief of the Overseas Bureau of the Japanese Doma Agency said today in a Japanese language broadcast to Japanese living in North America, quote, "Please do not worry. The people of your fatherland continue to live and continue to fight. Be it in peace or be it in war, they will most likely continue to live and continue to fight." That came from the chief of the Overseas Bureau of the Japanese Doma Agency.
But
now,
Tom,
what do they mean
Washington.
By that, Bill? Yeah.
That sounds a good deal like Japanese flowery language. The feeling here in official circles, however, is that the thing is pretty well over, and I think perhaps what may be delaying the Japanese note is some questions will be asked regarding the practical measures to be taken regarding the surrender. Incidentally, I'd like to say that right here at this very table, we have a special line from the White House to this studio so that we can get any important news developments that come along. And just this moment, Senator Barkley of Kentucky, the majority leader of the Senate, has walked in, and later on we're going to ask him his feelings about the situation and what he thinks Congress is going to do.
Arthur Mann, over there in London, do you think the Japs will hold still for a ruler over Hirohito?
Well, I think that Japanese Doma man was whistling in the dark in Japanese. That's my personal feeling. We here are expecting this thing to break at any moment. So, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to go into a pool. I think it's that close. Anyhow, everybody is sitting around, not only the American broadcasters and newspaper men, but officials and everybody else is sitting around just waiting for this thing to crack.
That's all we've been doing, has been sitting for 3 days and three nights
yeah.
over here.
Here's something interesting. Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek is said to be considering heading the Chinese delegation to accept any possible Japanese surrender, so that he's waiting around, too. I'd like to point out that there's a deep personal reason for this. The Japanese made a mistake about 10 years ago in brushing off Chiang Kai-shek, and he heard the exact words, which were highly uncomplimentary to him, and he decided he was going to stick out this war and get the surrender of these Japanese foe if he possibly could.
Well, do you think possibly the peace will be signed on his territory, on Chinese territory?
No, I think that we're going to have a segmental local liquidation of military resistance under the overall direction of the American commander.
Well, Charles, this is Gunnison. There's a story out of Guam. I don't know how authoritative it is, but there seems to be some discussion there in naval circles of the signing being in Vladivostok.
Well, that's a fair enough place, but I just wonder if we're going to build up the Russian end of the thing to that degree of prestige. I doubt it very much personally. What do you think, Bill?
No, I don't think so. I think the meeting place will be where our American general will designate, and I don't think he'll designate Russian territory.
Gentlemen, Arthur Mann will just be in the panel about another minute and a half, so we'd like to give him an opportunity for anything further he has to say on the present London reaction.
I just got a tip-off. I can stay through for the end of the party.
Well, that's very fine. Glad to have you.
There's been a lot of speculation around here that the signing might take place on a battleship.
I want to go along with that, Arthur Mann. There's a chair in New York. My guess is the Third Fleet steaming outside of Tokyo at this present moment will be the location of whatever surrender ceremonies are held, and I believe those ceremonies will take place sometime within the next 2 days.
Well, there's been discussion on this subject. What are the chances of the Japanese emperor abdicating or committing harikari?
Well,
what do you gentlemen think on that?
May I step in on that?
Yes, Gunnison.
I firmly believe that after the emperor, Hirohito, puts his chop on the surrender offer, that he personally is through, and that the Japanese, whoever are in there, the overlords, will insist on his going out. He may even commit harakiri, and that Akihito, who is the young crown prince, 13 years of age...
What's that name mean there?
Akihito means a bright-minded person of highest rank. Uh-huh. And however, I think that he'll come in with a regency. And, of course, we've got to be awfully careful who those regents are. But that would save face for Hirohito in signing his peace, and then he'd be tossed out, and in would come a new ruler.
I don't think any Americans will object to Hirohito saving face by losing stomach.
No, and we'll have to get a white pony now instead of a white horse.
I think in London here that the people that we'll have to watch in Japan, once we dispose of the warlords, will be the business crowd. They're the people that can make things hard for us or easy for us.
I agree with you heartily, Arthur Mann. This is Gunnison again, and the Japanese have constantly said that those will be the people who will come in.
I want to get back. This is Chern, New York. I want to get back again to the theme with which we started. I don't find in our surrender offer to Japan, as a matter of fact, anything which even guarantees that the presence of the emperor itself is permanent. As a matter of fact, the language of that document is specific, that the authority of the emperor from the moment of surrender is very much subject to the supreme commander of the Allied powers, who has, as a matter of fact, the power from that moment on to even rule the emperor and the emperor's system out of existence.
Yes, but Leo, it is implied, is it not, this is Gunnison, that the emperor's authority will be used, and therefore the person of an emperor will be there as a puppet or a means to give the authority.
Well, Royal, I'm glad you used...
Let's let Washington in here. Yes, Ellen.
We feel down here that the emperor, of course, is a rubber stamp. That's admitted. But on the other hand, we've got to watch how this rubber stamp is being wielded. The whole problem now is not to perpetuate any form of the imperial dynastic system, it seems to me. And here you see the Japanese carrying on a peaceful warfare, even although we haven't got an armistice. That's a very important thing. These political moves being made in Tokyo are part of the post-war struggle of the Japanese.
Well, I agree with you. This is Gunnison again, and the fact that the Japanese people have not yet been informed that anything like this is definitely in the wind, I think is very significant along that line.
Well, this is Chern, New York. I want to underline, as a matter of fact, the theme that we've been hitting here within these last 3 days of waiting. And that theme is that the plans that the Allied governments have at the present moment for the disposition of the entire Japanese economy, social life, and political structure are a good deal more important than the language of the surrender offer that is finally accepted. And I want to get back to Bill Hillman and ask him whether he has learned any more than he knew yesterday on what possible plans are in process at the present moment for that occupation of Japan.
No, those are military secrets and therefore cannot be discussed, Leo.
Well, we just have about another minute and a half to 2 minutes. Are there any more comments on that very important subject? What's holding up the peace bandwagon?
Well, I'll put my word in again. I believe it is the wording of the first paragraph of the surrender, which says, of the offer from the Allies, which says, from the moment of surrender, the authority of the emperor shall be subject to the supreme commander. And I believe the Japs aren't quite sure of what that means.
Well, I think, as a matter of fact, that they know very clearly, Royal, that it doesn't mean that the emperor has gotten that which he asked yesterday, the prerogatives of his majesty as a sovereign ruler.
But they want to weasel it into making us think that that's what's going to happen.
I'm afraid they're out of luck.
Arthur Mann in London?
Well, I think that the Japs have got a pretty good deal on the emperor, and if they haggle over it anymore, he'll be out without any question at all.
Well, let's hope they haggle.
You really think it's already signed over there in London, don't you?
That's what I still think, yeah.
What about Washington?
He's pretty well in the bag, too.
Is that right? Charles Hodges?
Well, I'd be a little cautious. I still line up with Gunnison on this discussion. I think that we have something definitely holding this thing up. And I believe that we're going to find out about it pretty soon.
No further comment from any side. Is that right, gentlemen?
I think I'm through in London.
All right, sir.
I'll stand pat here.
I say 1:30 this afternoon, long limb.
You just have 16 minutes left.
I advise that very shortly we're going to follow with Senator Barkley here, and I think he probably has something very important to say.
Fine, and that program will be heard over many of these same mutual stations in just about 50 seconds. We presented a discussion on what's holding up the peace bandwagon with William Hillman of Collier's and Charles Hodges, foreign news analyst, speaking from Washington, Royal Arch Gunnison, Far Eastern expert Leo Chern, well-known economist from New York, and Arthur Mann, Mutual's London reporter, speaking to us from London. Tom Slater speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
WOR, New York. This is the Mutual Newsroom in New York. The official announcement of Japan's acceptance of the surrender terms of the communication sent to Tokyo by the Big Four is expected in Washington at any time. Already, President Truman has said that the commander of the Allied Army of Occupation for Japan will be an American general. High Army sources have confirmed the long-anticipated appointment of General Douglas MacArthur to the post. His official designation as head of the occupying forces will be made when the president officially announces the end of the war. The Australian Minister for External Affairs is still insisting that Hirohito should not be permitted to enjoy any of the prerogatives of emperor, but the minister, Herbert Evatt, says now that making Hirohito subject to the orders of the Allied military commander will associate the emperor with the defeat of Japan and thus explode the myth of his invulnerability. A late bulletin says that 500,000 Jap troops in China face entrapment as Russian forces open a massive new drive into Manchuria. Keep tuned to this station for further news.